But what kind of terms do you use for a city person?
A dude.
A dude. Good. What is a term that you use when you're speaking about members of your own race? What do you call them?
Negroes.
Negroes.
Yeah,
do you ever use colored people or colored folks?
Sometimes we say colored people.
What about when, what's a name that you don't like to be called?
Nigger.
Nigger. No. I don't like that either.
No.
I don't think that's really nice. You know any other names like that?
No.
I'm sitting down.
Okay.
Right. That's a lie.
I know. What are some just ordinary terms that you use for people like me that have my color skin?
White folks.
White folks?
Yeah.
That thing catching everything.
Yeah. Catching everything.
Well, you have to
What are some terms that you think a white person wouldn't like to be called?
I don't think they'd like to be called crackers.
Why is that?
I don't know.
It's just a term that...
Yeah, they don't like.
Right.
It's like calling us niggers, and we don't like that.
Yeah.
You know, like Negroes.
You right. Say Negro, that's all right.
That's all right.
What would happen if one of your children, back when they were young enough to do things wrong, did something wrong, and boy, you really got, you know, you say, I got awfully...
Angry.
What do you call it when you've had a real hard day's work and you're just ready to go to sleep? You don't want to fool around anymore. What do you're all...
Knocked out.
Knocked out? Is that what it is?
That's what I call it.
You ever used give out?
Yes, I use that too.
But you use this other one first, is
yes.
That right? What about... tuckered or tuckered out or worn out.
No, I hardly use that.
You go to a doctor if you become ill. Now, what's another term for becoming ill? You go to the doctor if you become sick.
What are you riding for?
Do you have any?
So what are you riding for? Really? What you want?
Do you have any other terms for that? Like take sick or get sick?
Taken sick.
Taken sick.
Yeah.
Be taken sick. Do you use that one before you use become sick?
Yes.
That's what.
With somebody over on the other side of
town. If I ate something that disagreed with my stomach, I would say, I got sick. Where?
Got sick.
Got sick if I ate something that didn't agree with me in the stomach.
Sick at the stomach.
Sick at the stomach. Would you say somebody got sick at his stomach?
Yeah,
at
his stomach.
Why
are
you
not the office?
What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration after a wedding? You know, when all the wedding guests get together and they go out and maybe make a noise around the wedding couple or something like that and make fun of them.
Call it serenading. Well,
serenade?
Yeah, serenade.
I'm glad they don't do that anymore.
I am too.
When your children were sometimes kind of naughty, you might say that you use sort of a hobgoblin to threaten them with, you know, a made-up kind of person that you know you said would come and get them. What would you say? If you don't be good, the what's going to be?
Booger man will come get you.
The what?
Booger man.
Alright. What do you call, what's a greeting that you use to close friends at Christmas time? You know, if somebody just came up to your door and you...
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Did you ever use Christmas box or Christmas gift?
Yes, to say Christmas gift sometimes.
What's the difference between Merry Christmas and Christmas gift?
It's all the same.
It is.